in Massasoit, the chief of the Wampanoags, to a feast after a recent land deal. Massasoit came with 90 of his men. That meal is why we still eat a meal together in November. Celebrated as a nation. But that one wasn't a Thanksgiving meal. It was a land deal meal. 2 years later, there was another, similar meal meant to symbolize eternal friendship. 200 Indians dropped dead that night from an unknown poison. By the time Massasoit's son, Metacomet, became chief, there were no Indian pilgrim meals being eaten together. Metacomet, also known as King Philip, was forced to sign a peace treaty to give up all Indian guns. 3 of his men were hanged. His brother Wamsutta was, let's say, very likely poisoned after being summoned and seized by the Plymouth court. All of which led to the first official Indian war. The first war with Indians. King Philip's War. 3 years later, the war was over and Metacomet was on the run. He was caught by Benjamin Church, the captain of the very first American Rangers, and an Indian by the name of John Alderman. Metacomet was beheaded and dismembered, quartered. They tied his 4 body sections to nearby trees for the birds to pluck. Alderman was given Metacomet's hand, which he kept in a jar of rum and for years took around with him, charged people to see it. Metacomet's head was sold to Plymouth Colony for 30 shillings, the going rate for an Indian head at the time. The head was put on a spike, carried through the streets of Plymouth, then displayed at Plymouth Fort for the next 25 years. In 1637, anywhere from 400 to 700 Pequot gathered for their annual green corn dance. Colonists surrounded their village, set it on fire, and shot any Pequot who tried to escape. The next day, the Massachusetts Bay Colony had a feast in celebration, and the governor declared it a day of Thanksgiving. Thanksgivings like these happened everywhere, whenever there were what we have to call successful massacres. At one such celebration in Manhattan, people were said to have celebrated by kicking the heads of Pequot people through the streets like soccer balls. The first novel by a native person, and the first novel written in California, was written in 1854 by a Cherokee guy named John Rollin Ridge. The life and adventures of Joaquin Murrieta was based on a supposed real-life Mexican bandit from California by the same name, who was killed by a group of Texas Rangers in 1853. To prove they'd killed Murrieta and collect the $5,000 reward put on his head, they cut it off. Kept it in a jar of whiskey. They also took the hand of his fellow bandit, Three-Finger Jack. The Rangers took Murrieta's head and Jack's hand on a tour throughout California, charged $1 for the show. The Indian head in the jar, the Indian head on a spike, were like flags flown, to be seen, cast broadly. Just like the Indian head test pattern was broadcast to sleeping Americans as we set sail from our living rooms over the ocean blue-green glowing airwaves to the shores, the screens of the new world. Rolling head. There's an old Cheyenne story about a rolling head. We heard it said there was a family who moved away from their camp, moved near a lake. Husband, wife, daughter, son. In the morning, when the husband finished dancing, he would brush his wife's hair and paint her face red, then go off to hunt. When he came back, her face would be clean. After this happened a few times, he decided to follow her and hide, see what she did while he was gone. He found her in the lake with a water monster, some kind of snake thing, wrapped around her in an embrace. The man cut the monster up and killed his wife. He brought the meat home to his son and daughter. They noticed it tasted different. The son, who was still nursing, said, "My mother tastes just like this." His older sister told him, "It's just deer meat." While they ate, a head rolled in. They ran and the head followed them. The sister remembered where they played, how thick the thorns were there, and she brought the thorns to life